With not only CBS News and the Weather Eye Weather Center, but Seth and I will jump into some entertainment news when we get back here on the morning show at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 29 states are now under winter weather alerts as a massive storm sweeps the country. In the center of it all, parts of Minnesota, where they're bracing for the possibility of more than 2 feet of snow. Correspondent Christina Ruffini is in Minneapolis.
The Twin Cities are no strangers to snow, but this storm could drop nearly 2 feet, the most since 2010's Dome Buster, when 17 inches accumulated so fast it collapsed the inflatable roof of the Metro Dome.
Parts of six states are expecting blizzard conditions. The contrast, stark in another part of the country.
As a massive winter storm causes misery from the Rockies to northern New England, people in the south and up and down the East Coast will bask in record February warmth.
I'm loving it. And I go back to Buffalo area, Akron, a little town called Akron, and we're still going to have snow when I get back there off and on. So I'm loving this.
Many places here in the south and on the East Coast will see their warmest February temperatures on record the next couple of days. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Columbus, Georgia.
In Moscow, Russians chanting Putin at a sports stadium where Vladimir Putin held the fight for, quote, historic frontiers. The patriotic concert came as President Biden arrived for new talks in Poland. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Warsaw.
The president is set to meet with leaders of the Eastern European countries known as the Bucharest Nine. They make up NATO's eastern flank and are the ones most vulnerable to a potential attack by Russia.
Today, Mr. Biden said Putin made, quote, a mistake, suspending participation in the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty. A deadly Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian officials say 10 people were killed, 102 wounded in a rare daytime attack in Nablus. They report a building blown apart, shops riddled with bullets. Here in the U.S., a mega church has gotten the boot from the mother church. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Saddleback Church in Southern California has a female pastor. That was enough for the Southern Baptist Convention's executive committee to oust the congregation, as well as four others over the same issue. The nation's largest Protestant denomination opposes women as pastors.
An update on dwindling amounts of a popular diabetes drug. The Wall Street Journal reports patients are having an increasingly difficult time finding Ozempic, thanks to the growing number of people using the home prescription shots to lose weight. Doctors say it's making it even harder for diabetics to keep their blood sugar levels in check. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy this afternoon with snow likely. High of 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, mixed precipitation likely. High of 24. Tomorrow, snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here right at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio, streaming 24/7 at WFHR.com. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some entertainment news. Before we do that, though, I did want to mention that Aspire's Riverview home delivery meals will be canceled today and tomorrow. And we thank Tammy Barber for letting us know about that.
Yeah.
And Meals on Wheels and the Senior Dining Program on Wednesday and Thursday for both Rapids and Marshfield will be closed due to snow. A big thank you to Aaron Wells, a Director of Aging and Wellness over at the ADRC, for letting us know about that.
Yeah.
Now that you guys know, if you happen to know a neighbor or somebody, you know, a relative, a friend, anybody like that that counts on those meals, we encourage you to, you know, reach out.
Yeah.
See if they could use anything. It goes so much farther, and you would want somebody to do it for you or your loved one.
Yeah. In weather like this, it's always better to lend a hand, I think.
Yeah. Goes a lot farther than we may realize.
Yeah.
Diving into entertainment news.
All right.
It's been a pretty rare occurrence, and it hasn't happened in years, but the Rolling Stones are working with the Beatles. Well, the remaining Beatles.
Right, of course.
Sources say Paul McCartney has recorded bass parts for the Stones' upcoming album, and Ringo Starr is expected to play in it also.
Wow.
The Stones have been working on the album for years, which means that it will also include the work of original drummer Charlie Watts, who passed away last year.
Very cool.
And it'll be the first album of original material since A Bigger Bang back in 2005.
Wow. Has it been that long?
I didn't realize it's been that long.
Wow.
I'm not at all trying to be morbid about this or anything, but Charlie Watts just passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, this happens all the time, and we can lose any one of these people at any time. Anytime we get a new music for them, whether it's good or not, is all a side category.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that they're making new music, that they're able to do that.
Yes.
That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And it's pretty noteworthy because McCartney and the Stones have not worked together, I don't believe.
I don't think they've ever, no.
I know Mick and Keith showed up with John and Yoko.
Couple of times, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They went back a ways. They're friends and everything. I don't think that's common enough knowledge either. These guys got along. The rivalry was for us.
Yeah,
it had nothing
to
do with
the press for sure.
Think of for my sports fans out there, George Halas and Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great friends, practically best friends. But as far as the public needed to know, they were rivals and all this stuff. These guys had lunch and coffee together more than they did with their wives. they really good friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just plays out better like that. Like, hey, let them think what they think.
Let them be their rivals. Now, there certainly were like little, you know, personal things, you know.
Yes.
I know specifically John Lennon was always jealous of the image that the Stones had of being like a dangerous rock and roll band. That's kind of what he wanted, but because the Beatles weren't like that, he never got that. But you're right. I mean, I remember in like the late 60s, there was like Rock and Roll Circus or something like that. It's got John Lennon playing, doing like Your Blues.
Yep.
Keith Richards playing bass for him.
Yeah.
You got like Eric Clapton on guitar and stuff like that, which is kind of like a one-off thing. Yeah. But it's still, I mean, they knew each other. They hung out. So, yeah.
They were all from practically the same area.
Yeah.
So that you know, part two. This is really cool, though.
It is very
cool. I'm excited about that. And the fact that they've been working on it for years tells me that they want this to be good, too. It's not, this is a money grab.
No.
This isn't a...
they need any more money.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that a lot of these artists, you know, people wonder why they keep doing this or anything. Don't they have enough money, any of that stuff? If you have ever had applause... You can never have enough. You will chase it the rest of your life.
Yeah.
There is nothing. There is no drug, no high, no nothing that competes with the sound of people clapping for you.
Yep.
There's nothing like it. And it's not that whether that's an ego thing or not, I think that's a case by case thing. But if that's your goal, if that's something that you've been having for decades, not just days or years, but decades, how do you give that up? Like, I don't know how you do. I'm very thankful I work in two different industries, whether it's radio or, you know, acting and writing, where I don't have to retire unless I want to. And spoiler alert, if you know me, if you've been listening to me, what do you think the likelihood
of... He's going to drop dead on the air. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Hopefully, I will wait till commercial break.
Okay.
I will do that. I will definitely, I can promise that. I will go out that way.
He'll have a smile on his face. Yes. Don't worry about it.
My last words will be call letters. My last words... Paul Rudd in the news. Paul Rudd seems like a very, very nice guy, mm-hmm. by all accounts. You've never heard a bad thing about Paul Rudd.
No.
He's one of the most liked people in the industry. And there's been an argument made. This is just with like SAG members we joke about and everything. Is Paul Rudd the nicest actor of all time?
Right. Wow.
On set is kind of how we're looking at this, because he's so giving and he's so like, you know, likable and all this stuff. So this seems a little far out of left field for some people. But don't go, if you see Paul Rudd, do not ask him. He does not want to take pictures with your kids. Don't ask him to take pictures with your kids, at least not your really young kids who don't even know what's going on. He says, quote, I always think this poor kid, this kid doesn't want to take a picture with me. Not only does he have no clue who I am, even if he did, he'd clearly rather be doing something else. Just let him go. So my heart goes out to the kids that get kind of pushed into taking pictures with me. I think that's a really cool statement. It's
a thoughtful response. It really is.
He's very smart.
Yeah.
And he's been very smart with his career. And he knows in the social media age, they can take one sentence and use that as a headline, and that's all anybody hears. And Paul Rudd hates kids, you know, or something like that comes out or whatever. So for him to take this stance, he does it because he really means what he's saying. He really feels bad for these kids.
Yes.
I gotta agree with him. Like, if the kid don't even know who this is, now, is it cool maybe 20 years later, hey, here's a picture with me, Paul Rudd, when I was a baby or whatever.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say, go ahead.
My mom took me, the first concert I really remember is seeing Kiss back in like 96, 97, their reunion tour.
Yeah.
When I went to the Kohl Center and saw them with Steve and a bunch of people. But the first concert I really had, as my mom would tell you, is seeing B.B. King. He did a spot at a bar in downtown Chicago and stuff that was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And a bunch of my mom's girlfriends told her that about this happening, and my dad was at work, so she took me down there to go see. And she's like, I'm not gonna miss the opportunity to see B.B. King or my son to see him. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm a little sensitive to this because I get it and I understand the parents' thing. I don't remember any of that.
No, of course not.
I don't remember any of seeing B.B. King. I'd love to be able to say I did. I'd give anything to be able to say I said that, but I'm not going to lie and say I was four and I remember, you know, Lucille or something like that. Yeah. I don't remember a dang bit of it. The kids aren't going to remember anything. Most of them don't even know who Paul Rudd is. Even if they know Ant-Man, they may not realize that that's Paul Rudd. He has a mask on a lot of the time and stuff.
Exactly.
I think that's a cool choice.
Yeah.
To say something like that.
I'm with him. Well, by the way, Beth was looking at social media the other day, and there was an interview with Paul Rudd recently, and he had one of the most hilarious lines. By the way, he's also super funny. Mm-hmm. Something about that, about him, he was making a joke about being Jewish. Mm-hmm. And someone said, but you're not a practicing Jew. And he's like, no, I'm not. I've perfected it.
Yes. Oh, that's my man. Yeah, that's great. That is a really good line. That's great. Paul Rudd for years on the Conan O'Brien show would come on the show and promote a movie. Mm-hmm. Say, Conan, we got a clip. Let's go to the clip. And every single time it would be a clip from the 1980s movie Mac and Me. And it was this long running gag that even on his most recent podcast that Conan O'Brien has and Paul Rudd was on, they did it again. They still did it. They kept it going. It's the most hilarious bit. It's funny.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
Paul Rudd, also should be noted, was the DJ for Jon Stewart's bar mitzvah. How about that?
Of all things.
Of all things, yeah.
That is just hilarious.
He still does a little DJing. He loves it. He still does it a little
bit. Can you imagine him showing up to your wedding just like, hey, I'm Paul Rudd. I'm your DJ for the night.
Oh, my God. Just all nonchalant.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of Paul Rudd and Jonathan Majors, Jonathan Majors is the next big thing. He's got, like, going back to Devotion and most recently with Quantumania. Mm-hmm. He's got Creed 3 coming out this year, and my God, is he built for all of these roles.
Scary.
Both built mentally and physically. He's playing the villain in both Creed 3 and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, meaning he's had to brawl with both Michael B. Jordan and Paul Rudd. So who hits harder? The answer is quite obvious. Majors laughed and said, Mike hits harder, Mike hits hard. However, he added, I think Paul Rudd hits in softer spots, which hurts more.
Ooh, very diplomatic of him. I like that, yes.
That I can't wait to see him as Kang. I don't do this very often. Mm-hmm. I would bet $1,000 that he nails that role, that he's great in that role.
Well, we got to see him a little bit in Loki as the he yeah. remains. Basically, it's the same character in a different mode, but yeah.
Yeah. It's a different version of him.
Of Kang. Yep.
Yeah. This one, I believe, is Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah, he's the big bad guy. Yeah.
And if you thought Thanos was bad, this guy makes Thanos look like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Two great villains, by the way. I have to just throw this in here, that are coming up. Not only Kang, who's going to be big throughout the movies coming up in Phase 5 and 6, but also the villain for the Guardians movie, the High Evolutionary.
Yes.
Another great villain from Marvel Comics. And I think they're starting finally to get these villains, we want some good villains. Come on.
they took the first couple of phases and really focused on the Avengers and the superheroes and the good guys and all that. There's so much meat on the bone left. Decades they've got of them.
Oh, they can do it. They can do it.
And people are still going to see them.
They are. They haven't stopped.
That Quantumania did pretty well, although it had one of the lower rankings, like with Eternals and some of those.
Yep.
They still made hand over fist their money back.
Okay, you're in the 1980s, okay? And you're pitching movies to the executives. I know, let's do a superhero movie about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Get out of here. You're crazy.
You will never write his name down so we never take another meeting with him
exactly.
again. Yeah.
He's not as well known. He's not your Iron Man. He's not like you. But he's still, they're still making money with these movies. Yeah. And, come on.
It's impressive.
It is very.
And we have now to wrap up our entertainment section in the best and worst cities for football fans. Wallet Hub usually does this after the Super Bowl, and this new study ranked more than 240 cities from the best place for football fans to the worst. The rankings are based on the number of NFL and college teams and how they've done in the past 3 years, ticket prices and attendance, total championships in teams' history, and how popular the teams are.
Wow.
And the best big city is Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Makes sense.
That actually makes sense. Yes, it does.
And this next one is going to be no surprise. The best medium-sized city is Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. No surprise there either.
None at all, especially to us in state.
Yep.
No other answer would have added up.
No, it wouldn't have worked.
And the best small city is Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Of course, home of the University of Alabama.
Yes.
Who have just been running game for decades.
Yes.
The worst big city is, interesting, Louisville, Kentucky.
Huh.
That's very interesting to me.
Wow.
I have not talked to many of them, but I've had a couple of friends from Kentucky over the years.
Uh-huh.
And God help you if you bring up Wildcat basketball. my God, do they love talking about Kentucky basketball.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Yeah.
It's all they got, to be fair. Not a lot of sports teams in Kentucky. So
No. The closest they got is Tennessee, and they're not rooting for Tennessee team.
Yes, you're right about that. The worst medium-sized city is Fort Collins, Colorado, and the worst small city is Valparaiso, northwestern Indiana.
Valparaiso, really?
That's rough.
How about that?
But it's pretty cool to see Green Bay at number two, and not by Pittsburgh didn't beat them by a lot either. So that's a close race right there.
That's very cool. Yeah.
I want to see some other locals here. We got Indianapolis at 12.
Okay.
Minneapolis at 17.
Okay.
So not bad.
Yep.
Let's see. Cleveland at 27. Detroit at 28. Chicago at 30.
Wow. Well. I guess
I think that has a lot to do with the winning part.
Yeah, that certainly does, especially recently.
Because whether you like it or not, anybody, the fan base is still very strong for all those teams.
Yeah, it's true.
Just very angry as well.
very angry.
Ownership in Chicago. All the owners in Chicago suck. Every one of them. Like, they're horrible. Whether we're talking about Reinsdorf or the Hallises or any of this, man. McCaskies, not the Hallises. I apologize to the Hallises.
Yes.
I love you. I apologize.
The Hallises are great.
The McCaskies or the Reinsdorfs. Whatever we're talking about, horrible. Horrible. All they care about is money, and that's all they've shown their fan base is all they care about. Not seeing any other. Oh, Ann Arbor, Michigan at 51.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if Milwaukee, St. Paul at 65.
Yep.
Not seeing Milwaukee. And Carbondale, Illinois at 78. That's interesting. Home of the Salukis, Southern Illinois. Ghost Lucas.
That's a good one.
It's a fun one. Great, nice campus too. I've been there a couple times. That's a nice campus. I mean, there's a lot of these, but I can't find Milwaukee on here. They had to have been on there.
There's not a lot there in terms of football. So yeah. I mean, and they're all Green Bay fans, you know, if you're a football fan, because there's not a big school in Milwaukee that has football either. I mean, you've got the basketball in Marquette, but that's about it. So
I do see Evanston at 165, home of Northwestern, and DeKalb, Illinois at 167, home of the Northern Illinois Huskies. Go Huskies. I love that team.
I wonder if Whitewater is actually above those.
I was looking for that. I was looking for, you know, like I said, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Just not seeing them. That's interesting to me. They've got to be on there. I may have just like skated past it or something.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a big list.
I think it's a fun list, though.
Yeah,
it's interesting. And it doesn't prove anything. Unless, of course, it gives you bragging rights. If you're from Green Bay or you're proud of
Pittsburgh or something.
Then you go ahead and brag. Yeah, go for it. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road, that's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy this afternoon with snow likely. High of 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, mixed precipitation likely. High of 24. Tomorrow, snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your host, James, behind the mic. Over there, my man, Seth.
I'm here, too.
We got some fun stuff. This is an interesting one right here. A TikToker who has to call customer service a lot because of her job posted a simple hack that'll bypass hold and get you talking to a human being.
Ooh, okay.
When she gets to the main menu, she hits 0 3 times in a row. And she shows the example online, and this seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that there's companies that are going to work ways around this,
of course,
because it's a lot of it is a money saving thing do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I at least once a month I'm calling a customer service line, and I'm definitely trying this the next time.
Works. I'm curious. Yeah,
I do like a lot of these hacks, and that one.
I'm guessing it's still because they use the old tone system to go through the menu kind of thing. Most of them, I think, still do. So that's probably why it works.
That is interesting. Are you a Starbucks guy? You drink?
Not really.
No. Okay.
Beth is though. Very much so.
Yeah. Let's check this out then. I wanted to get to this one anyway, and this is a that ain't right story, everybody. it's an interesting one. All right, last year, a 63-year-old woman in Evansdale, Iowa, came forward with a lottery ticket worth $30,000. Her name was Sandy Crow, and there's a photo of her getting her giant novelty check. But the cops recently got a call about a disturbance at her home, and things went sideways. When they got there, she was arguing with her roommate, 45-year-old Alvin Larson. He was in the middle of moving out, and police overheard them arguing about the winning ticket. It turned out Alvin was actually the one who bought it, and he had Sandy cash it in to avoid having a portion of the money seized. He's in debt, including $919 in unpaid fines he owes to the city.
Oh, boy.
So he convinced Sandy to say the ticket was hers and promised her a share of the winnings. It's not clear how much she was supposed to get, but she apparently realized she had all the leverage and didn't give Alvin his full share.
Jeez.
Like idiots, they revealed the whole scam to the cops. So the cops show up and they explain this whole situation to the police officers.
That's got to be some kind of fraud, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alvin told them the ticket was really his, accused Sandy of fraud, and he was right. But he failed to realize that he also committed fraud, specifically lottery fraud. Both of them are now facing felony charges, and they're not getting any of the winnings, of course.
All this for $30,000.
And I guarantee that they're going to be paying more than that in fines.
Oh, you know it. And fees and court fees and lawyers fees and all that other stuff. Yep.
I mean, there's getting your hand caught in the cookie jar. And then there's like calling your mom and dad over. Hey, guys, I'm about to do something here. Like, I'm putting my hand in the cookie jar. It's in there.
See? Grab a cookie. See?
I don't know if I've ever heard of anything like that before. Hey, you know what, officer? Why don't I just write your report for you? I know what happened. I was there. Just give me. Can I use this piece of paper? Is that all right?
Sign it. There you go. Yeah. Can I type out my confession right now? Here, let's just do it.
It feels like that's what they did there. I can't imagine.
Boy, it's just for such a small amount of money. I mean, I can understand like millions of dollars. You know, that would make more sense. But it's just that, oh boy.
I really don't know what to do with that one. That is an interesting one. That is very, very, very wrong.
That looks like a plot from a sitcom or something. You know, it doesn't seem like it's a real thing.
Thank you for saying that, because it seemed like something that would happen on Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Definitely did.
It was a Seinfeld show, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll take a quick commercial break right here. We will get to Melissa's news. We got a little more entertainment stuff to talk and another Vanny Wright story and plenty more coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The spring primary runs smooth in Wood County last night. Judge Janet Protasiewicz received the most votes, and Daniel Kelly came in second to move forward in their race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidates running for two open seats ranked as follows. Kathy Steben Hintz received the most votes, with 2,465. John Krings came in second with 2,411. Mike Deary received 2,041 votes. Christopher Inda came in fourth with 1,756 votes. And Jen Farnborough received 1,209. The general election will be on April 4th. In Stevens Point, incumbent Mayor Mike Wiese received the top vote count with 2,276 at 50% of the vote. Melissa Johnson came in second with 1,366 votes, or 30%. These two will move forward to the general election in April. Craig Tesh received 929, or 20% of the vote, during the primary. The race is set for the Wisconsin Supreme Court general election. Civic Media's news director Terry Bell reports.
Dan Kelly and Janet Protasiewicz advanced to the April 4th spring election. They got the most votes in yesterday's four-way primary. Voters will have a clear choice between the conservative and the liberal, and the winner will, in fact, tip the ideological balance of the state's high court. That matters because the Supreme Court is likely to take up the state's restrictive abortion law, legislative maps, union rights, and challenges to future election results. Observers expect the campaign will be one of the most contentious and most expensive in history. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Many schools in the listening area are going virtual today and tomorrow, with the winter storm predicted to make traveling hazardous. Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Stevens Point, and Wausau have all moved to virtual learning for Wednesday and Thursday. Some schools, including Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Wausau, have canceled after-school activities for Wednesday night. Wisconsin Rapids also canceled Thursday's after-school activities. Other schools are waiting to make that call for Thursday. The storm is expected to drop about a foot of snow. High winds will cause drifting and whiteout conditions in many areas and will make travel difficult. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy this afternoon with snow likely. High of 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, mixed precipitation likely. High of 24. Tomorrow, snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling.
Oh, wow.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Just complete in the 80s now. We're not
We've
even
been transported.
Like, we have all been transported, yep. Time traveled, yep. To 1982, I believe. 82 or 81. No, maybe 83. Maybe. Human League.
I'm trying to remember.
Is it Human League?
This is Information Society.
Oh, is it I knew it.
Yes.
Yes, Information Society, where yep. Nobody played an instrument. Like, they just beating on things. Like, that's all it was.
And some samples in there, Star Trek samples. And
yes,
there you go. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. That or anything from Flock of Seagulls has got to be like the ultimate 80s song.
That's synth pop at its best.
Yes. It has to have synth pop. It can't be a true 80s hit without that or a sax solo.
Yeah. And I got to say, man, well, the sax solo, of course. But I got to say, there are some groups now that have embraced, they call it a synth wave, I think is now what they call it. There's one band in particular called The Midnight. Oh, man. I am so into them right now.
I know them. They're very good.
Yeah.
There's a couple of artists that have done this a bit. Beck has been doing a little of this.
Oh, really?
Bringing some of actually, just I'm going to put it out there because I don't know if anybody else has heard it, but Beck and Pharrell Williams did a song, an album together.
Wow.
And they didn't really promote it very heavy or anything. I just listened to a couple of tracks the other day. Chemical from Beck. It's Beck and Pharrell.
Okay.
Woo! It's good.
All right, I got to check it out now.
You talk about evolution. He started out as this alternative kind of kind of grungy-ish sort of artist
Beck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's considered a bit of a soul artist now.
Yeah.
Like, he's got something.
His musical knowledge is just amazing. If you've ever seen clips of him live, he mixes it up. I mean, he does all kinds of covers and all kinds of really cool stuff. Yeah.
So we did have some overtime for our entertainment stories here that I wanted to touch on quick. Is it too soon for Will Smith to be joking about that Oscar slap?
Sure.
Spoiler alert, yeah. Will posted a split-screen TikTok the other day where he listened, he's listening intently to a woman talk about how you can ask intimate objects and what they think of you.
Huh?
She says, quote, "Did you know that you can pick up any object, look at it, and ask what it thinks of you? And you will get an answer in your mind from your intuition."
Okay.
At this point, Will picks up his Oscar, and just as he's about to speak, the video ends. Some people called it a flex because he's showing off his Oscar. Yeah. Others praised Will for being able to laugh at himself, but not everyone approved. One person commented, quote, "Yes, he was real funny when he assaulted Chris."
Whoa.
Now, I kind of gave it away a little bit how I mm-hmm. feel about this. Yeah. I think that, you know, there's still some time that needs to pass. But I don't think he did something unforgivable. I said this when it happened.
Right.
We have to have a line in the sand again for audiences, for people, mm-hmm. society. Mm-hmm. We can't cancel everybody. There ain't going to be nobody left.
No.
Like, and everybody has some in their background, some skeleton in their closet.
Yep.
Will's was right up for all of us to see in that moment. He could not have handled that moment more poorly.
Yeah.
As a human being, as a father, as a husband, all of these things. Couldn't have been more of a coward about
as
that situation, if you ask me.
A person in the public eye, yeah.
Yes. And he knows better.
Exactly.
He absolutely knows better. So there's no way. It's not as if Chris Rock was 2 feet away from him. He had to get up, walk over there. He had time to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
He knew full well what he was doing and should have accountability for it.
Absolutely.
He didn't say or anything. He just picked up the Oscar. Like, I'm not sure how he's making a joke about it or anything. I mean, what this lady and him are talking about seems very jokey, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, and it's one of those things where I think some were reading a little bit more into it as they should.
Yeah.
And if you're saying, I mean, if the reason you're saying, oh, yeah, you got an Oscar and now it's the Oscar is tainted because of that.
Mm.
No, he did a role and he did a very good job with it. And he was awarded the Oscar from his peers. Has nothing to do with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
It has to do with his performance and his career. That's it.
Yeah, I think people are reading in on this.
Yeah, you got to separate a little bit there.
Yeah. He needs to have accountability for his actions. I don't believe that he'll be back at the Oscars one day, but it'll mm-hmm. be a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It's cost him a lot of roles.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost him a lot of money.
Embarrassment.
And the public shame that has come along with it, too.
He should, and I think he has probably been really embarrassed about how he behaved.
He does have a movie coming out that was already filmed and done before all this happened that they are waiting to release. And I think when that is released is when he is going to start being able to do some healing with him and his fan base and a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing people say at the time, oh, he'll never work again. Are you kidding me? Have you been paying attention to at the entertainment world at all? Because what do we love more than a blockbuster? We more love more than a than baseball, more than a apple pie. We love a comeback story.
Mm-hmm.
That's what America's built on, is comeback stories. We love having somebody rise to the top, tearing them down.
And then building them up again.
Yes, yes. Your Travoltas, these people that have done it over the years.
Yeah.
You think somebody as talented as Will Smith, that has been doing this as long as he has, that has handled his career, for the most part, pretty smart.
Yeah. He made a mistake, a very, very public mistake. And eventually I'm sure it will work itself out. The person that has the most to say about it is the guy who was on the receiving end about it. And Chris Rock can say whatever he wants, however he feels. You know, that's I think a lot of when he starts talking about it more, then people will start to feel, you know, because I don't know. I don't know what Chris Rock feels about it still. So
we're going to find out because Chris Rock is going to have the first, I believe, live comedy special on Netflix.
Yep.
And that's where that'll happen.
I'm sure we will hear about that.
It's all building up to that,
I believe.
Yeah. We'll see. I think you can do two things at once here.
Yeah.
You can hold him accountable for these things and also understand he's going to continue to work again one day. And he should.
Punish him forever.
Yeah,
he served his debt. You know, let's get past it.
The cancel culture thing obviously has gotten out of hand for a while now, and I don't mean because there's certain people that should be canceled and shouldn't. The lumping together of these things, the lumping this person and this person that did two completely different things,
mm-hmm.
and this is evil, and this person just had a dumb moment. Like, you know, there's that.
There's a very big. There's a gap there. There's a huge gap between, you know, Harvey Weinstein. You know, doing what illegal, like vicious, violent things, and someone, you know, telling a bad joke or something like that. There's a big difference there.
A tweet that's 20 years old and hadn't aged well.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching a little Monty Python Flying Circus this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I it turns on, I'm like, oh, there's probably going to be something in here cringy.
Yep.
Because even as a kid, there were cringy things.
Absolutely.
And sure enough, I see somebody in blackface. I'm like, oh, geez. I'm like, oh, man. And I love Monty Python. And nobody's canceling Monty Python. Nobody's, you know. Jimmy Kimmel was doing blackface as Carl Malone. not even 10, 15 years ago. I have not heard anybody bring that up.
Yeah.
And I like Jimmy Kimmel. I'm not trying to cancel Jimmy Kimmel. I'm just saying that these things, just because they don't age well, doesn't mean that we cancel these people. How else are we going to learn?
Yeah.
When you did something wrong, did mom and dad say, hey, you're gone forever? Like, wait, what? You didn't take the garbage out, Jimmy. I'm sorry. You messed up. You're gone.
Out on the street.
You're gone. I'm not going to learn from that. Even if they did do that, I'm not going to learn anything. I'm just going to think I have crummy parents.
Yeah.
No, they held me accountable. No, you take the garbage out. And then when I came back in, okay, so you're doing this the rest of the week. You're going to be taking out the garbage the rest of the week. And you're going to make sure to remember to take out the garbage the rest of the week and all this. And you learn from your mistakes. You learn from the things you do wrong. If we don't give people a chance to learn and grow, then what are we as a society? What does that say about us?
About humanity.
Yes.
I mean, we have to be able to do that.
I don't know, you know, how you go about doing that because it's an organic thing that just kind of has to happen.
Right.
But come on.
If you keep doing the same stupid things over and over, then obviously there's an issue there.
Yes.
And then maybe, yeah, you should not be in certain positions. Yeah. Then I would agree with it. Yeah.
Because I will say, acting is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Entertain is a privilege.
It is.
There's a billion other people behind you that can do the job. So,
yep, it's a good point to make.
I did want to also mention our weekend lineup. We've got some fun stuff lined up for you this weekend, of course. We do have on this Friday, Wisconsin men's hockey at Penn State. That'll be at 5:30 right here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. On our sister station, WIRI 105.5, Wiz Country. At 6:59 will be our pregame will kick off for River Kings Hockey hosting the Steele County Blades.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, 3:30 right here at WFHR, Wisconsin men's hockey at Penn State. And then more River Kings for you at Saturday night on WIRI as they wrap up that series against the Steele County Blades.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the last. Is this the last regular season?
Yes.
Before the playoffs.
We do have a good playoff push coming. Mm-hmm. Everybody, we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, Wisconsin men's basketball at Michigan. Noon that game will kick off, and we'll talk about all this, of course, on Playmakers on Monday, starting at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that weekend lineup, you've got the Sunshine Polka Show right at 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. I started off on the right foot.
Yeah.
Or the left foot, depending on which one you start with.
One of the best shows you're going to hear. Enjoy the Sunshine Polka Show. And a shout out to Tim Hubbelt and the great job he does on that show week in and week out. And then on Sunday, we want to remind you about Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. What do you got lined up this week, Seth?
So I apparently decided to challenge myself this week. Songs about clothing.
Oh jeez.
so we're gonna dress you up, everybody, this weekend. Yeah. We're gonna get you all set. We're gonna get all your basic clothing items together, and we're gonna play songs about them. So
that's awesome.
It was a little bit harder finding songs for certain articles of clothing. Let me put it that way, because it's not all equal.
No,
you talk about different types of raiment.
Could it be band names? Because
no, I didn't.
We did the plain white tees.
I even made it harder for myself.
Jeez, Seth. Oh.
But I will say, there's some great. We got some Paul Simon in there. Mm. We got some Elvis Costello in there.
Nice.
We've got Cake in there, one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah,
and so it's a good show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8. And, of course, right after that, we will have Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Our guest this week is hopefully going to be Alexis Walton.
Yes,
We're hoping to record her this week.
Yep.
If that isn't the case, then I think we maybe played the Joel interview.
Yeah,
Joel Goodness joined us about like 3 weeks ago, and we recorded a great interview with him as this actor series we're going to do. We're going to hopefully have Kristen Bry with us on and those kind of things.
Yeah.
A lot of good guests. But if Alexis isn't able to join us, maybe that's what we'll do.
Yes.
We'll have that interview.
We'll get Alexis on when we can.
Oh, we will, though. Yes. We'll get a chance to get her in here. We're looking forward to it.
Yep.
And we cannot be... We are so humbled by this. Seth and I have had at least once a week the last couple of weeks happen where we're talking and like we can't believe how big Director's Cut's gotten.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah. We deserve a bit of credit maybe, but it really comes down to the audience.
Yeah,
you guys made this show popular. You guys made this show successful, and we humbly thank you for that.
It's great.
It's a fun. It's fun for Seth and I, but most importantly, it's all about promoting this area and the great artists, the great creatives that we have. have in this area.
So many great creative people in this area. So it's fun to bring that, to get more recognition of that fact.
I've been talking with Jordan Bain a little bit from Save Point, having him on, we're going to have Kyler Cuzio with
Cuzio
us again.
Wow, so cool.
We've got a bunch of that. And there's a lot of other great creatives out there that aren't just musicians or writers. We want to get them on. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of them listening, reach out to us. Email Seth or I, or direct message us on Facebook through our Facebook page.
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you. We'll work it out. We'll get you on.
Yeah.
Just do it soon because we're filling up.
We are filling up. Maybe before we get you on. But
I also want to say, similar to like how Brian Epstein was kind of considered the fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
I would say the Connie Tomsky Fayville is our third Beatle. Yeah. It's kind of like our third, because Connie does some good work on this show too. And
she's helped us a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
She's been doing a great job.
Yep.
We send a big thank you to her and our friends at FRM Music. Support local artists, support FRM, any opportunity you get.
Yes.
Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with another That Ain't Right story, some good stories of the day, and plenty more for you on the morning show here at WFHR.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Club Forest Bar and Restaurant and the Southwood County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving our char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, and it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast this afternoon with snow likely. Highs level off around 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely. Tonight 18, cloudy. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio. Seth and James taking you through the program. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple That Ain't Right stories and some good stories of the day for you. And this is an interesting one here. Four former presidents of the United States are going into space later this year, or at least parts of them are.
Huh?
hair samples from George Washington, JFK, Dwight Eisenhower, and Ronald Reagan will be shot into space by Celestius, a company that specializes in blasting human remains into space. They'll share the ride with hair samples from Star Trek star DeForest Kelly and the ashes of co-star Nichelle Nichols. I have done a little digging on this subject.
Okay, okay.
And I have yet to find a reason why they're doing this.
Yeah, okay, so I think I know why Nichelle Nichols is doing it. I think that was she wanted that.
Yeah.
That was her thing.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That part's cool if that's what you wanted. I'm pretty sure George Washington never said, hey, when I'm dead for a long time, shoot some of my hair up into space.
So, first off, you guys are going to want to start a space program. Just heads up. You're going to want to start a space program. Once you do, and this stuff gets way out of hand and everybody's got more money than they know what to do with, I want to be shot into space. And my hair. Wait a minute. Hold up. He wore a wig most of the time.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
yeah.
It was his real hair or was it the wig hair? I'd love, I would completely waste a time machine, go back, ask George Washington, well, what do you think of this, George? Like, is this what you want? Is this what you wanted for your legacy? Is this what you...
He'd probably just look at you like, what?
Where'd that time machine come from?
He'd be more interested in finding out how much more comfortable false teeth are now.
Yeah, I imagine.
That would be big for him.
This is kind of like your mom's line about if a friend jumped off a cliff.
Okay.
Just because someone else commits a crime doesn't mean you should. Our feature, right. That Ain't Right story of the day now. Earlier this month, some fool got into it with a cashier at a Circle K store in Memphis because she wouldn't sell him beer. So to get even, he grabbed a whole display of chips, put them in his car, and drove off. It's not clear if the cops caught him yet or not. But while the cashier was distracted, another customer named Joseph Broswell noticed the guy had dropped two bags of chips outside, so he picked them up and started eating them. Police found him a few minutes later with crumbs on his face, and security footage showed what happened. He's facing a charge of theft of property for $1,000 or less. Each bag of chips was valued at $5.
What would possess you?
Yeah.
So he witnessed this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He saw it happen, and he thought, well, I guess since these were already stolen,
hey,
I could just help myself to some chips right now.
Free chips, everybody. I mean, this is a guy who takes the five-second rule way too far. Like, I have no doubt. He has, like, 20 seconds later, and he's still...
It's okay. They're not technically stolen anymore, right? Because he dropped them, right? Yeah. Man.
Now, and I don't mean this to sound bad, you guys, all right? I don't want this to sound like a bad thing or anything like that. But I am 99.9% sure that this person either, A, has never committed a crime...
No.
Or B, is a rich white person. Because there's no way with my ethnic butt that I know way too much. Like, no way I'm taking any chances.
Not touching that.
Nope. I'm not. I'm walking around it like it's a dead body. Look, everybody, look. Hey, camera, look. I'm not touching them. There ain't no way anybody who has ever done anything wrong would pick up those bags.
You're absolutely right.
No.
You're 100% right,
nope,
man.
Not going to do it. I am not getting in trouble. Yeah, every mattress I've ever owned, the tag's still on them. Tag's still on it. I'm not taking any chances.
Not any chances.
You're born on the other side of the tracks. You learn real quick that it doesn't take a lot to get arrested.
By the way, they've changed it on those tags now.
Yeah.
It just says before it's purchased. So now you actually can take it off after you've purchased
that. That's funny. I wonder if they did that because of the,
it's probably,
the joke or whatever. I don't know.
It was a long-running gag. I mean,
It was. So we have some good stories of the day for you that want to dive into, and these are some good ones. A dog in Indiana named Misty ran off on Christmas when it was seriously cold out, so her owners didn't think she'd make it, but they posted on Facebook, and people in the community helped track Misty down.
Oh, wow.
Some used drones to search, and others sent footage from security cams.
How about that?
A guy 10 miles away left food out and helped catch her 5 days later. And she's fine. Her owners threw a thank you dinner last night and invited everyone over who helped.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's a really cool thing.
That is a very good story. And you've talked about that in the area, too, where that's kind of the Facebook. There's a group in town here to help find lost pets, which is really neat.
Throughout the state of Wisconsin, if your dog goes missing, I encourage you to go on Facebook and go to the Facebook group Lost Dogs of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Anytime I'm on Facebook, no matter how fast or in and out I am, or if I'm on there to like things or whatever, I always go to their webpage. Mm-hmm. I always go, I look at those dogs, I take a glance to see just in case.
Yep.
And I'm internally thankful to them because of how quickly they were able to find Sam.
Yes.
My fur brother. I don't know what would have happened if they didn't do that. And all it took was I had a picture of Sam, email, direct message to him. Yep. And boom, they put it out on their Facebook page, and you know, we were able to find Sam
there
shortly after that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let me see. I wanted to get to some other good ones here.
All right.
A United Airlines has a new family seating policy. Parents with kids under 12 can now see a map of all the seats on a flight and find seats together without paying extra.
Oh.
Or if there aren't seats together, you can switch to a different flight for free.
Wow. That's great. That, you know what? You know, I've never really been a big fan of United, but that is a great policy. As someone who has flown with kids quite often, and you know, you have to find if a flight is filling up, you have to find seats. And there's been so many times when we've not been able to sit together, just like two here and then two up there or whatever. That is a great policy for traveling with kids. Yeah, kudos to them for that.
Yeah, I don't want to take credit from them. They deserve the credit. Yeah. They need to do these things.
You're totally
all
right.
All of the airlines need to do stuff like this.
Yeah,
like, hey, please come back. At the same time, you give credit where it's due.
You do. And at the same time, you're like, well, if you would improve how you do your flights and kind of, you know, maybe do that a little bit better too. You know, that might be helpful.
You don't hear people complain about spending money when they get what they paid for.
Exactly.
You only hear it when, you know, you're not pulling your end of the bargain.
Yeah.
You're charging an arm and a leg, and my flight is horrible.
Yeah. Like, how many people have gotten refunds from Southwest yet? What? Yeah, oh, didn't hear anyone yet.
I think bankruptcy is in the future for some, you know, that. Videos like this are always great. A four-year-old kid in Toronto got cochlear implants and heard his parents talk for the first time.
Oh, wow.
His mom said she'd never seen such a big smile on his face.
Can you imagine? Oh, that just warms the heart.
It really does, man. That gets you.
It
is incredible where science and tech and the medical industry, that combination, what we've been able to accomplish. A 41-year-old from Oklahoma named Camille Haran just broke her own world record by running 100 miles in 12 hours, 41 minutes and 11 seconds. Her average mile time was around 7.5 minutes.
That's insane. Oh my gosh.
That is impressive.
That is, wow. Good on you.
We had the marathon guy the other day. That was pretty impressive too.
Yeah.
I mean that's just incredible to me.
Yeah, you are so right, man.
And finally, last month, a 47-year-old guy was rescued in the Caribbean after 24 days lost at sea, and he said he survived on ketchup.
What? Whoa!
Yeah,
ketchup.
Now Heinz is trying to track him down to buy him a new boat.
Oh jeez.
They haven't been able to find him, so they turned to social media for help. And they've got a nice ad here, a message in a Heinz bottle.
Find the ketchup boat guy.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
All right, give him credit for that.
Something about your voice and your delivery, I needed you to say that.
Oh, I had to say that one?
But I didn't tell Seth to do it. He just did it. Oh, that was great, brother. That was great. That's a great... I have to say, for people who don't necessarily have to do a lot of advertising, I mean, there's Catsup and there's Ketchup. And, I mean, there's Heinz and, you know.
And, basically.
They pretty much own the ketchup industry, condiment industry pretty much and everything. They don't have to do it. They are so good at this.
Yeah.
They do this kind of stuff all the time.
Smart people working for them.
Patrick Mahomes says in an interview just nonchalantly once, I put ketchup on everything. Heinz gets a hold of Patrick Mahomes and gets him on as a spokesperson
for it.
Immediately. Like, they're very, very smart at way they advertise and do a lot of this stuff. That is pretty good. That's a good story right there. I like that one. I also, if I'm that guy, do you want to be a part of this?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, you're 47, so you're not a kid, and you just spent 24 days lost at sea, and all you had was ketchup. I'm guessing the last thing he wants is ketchup.
That's all? Ew. Yeah, that might be a bit much. It might be a while before he has ketchup again, yeah.
Which you could probably, again, they're good at what they do, so maybe they can spin that and turn that into the joke, turn that into the ad. When you're ready for it, we've got it here for you.
You, sir, would you like ketchup on your hot dog? No, thanks.
No. Are you sure? No.
It's Heinz.
See, I think you got a good joke right there. I think that's a pretty good one. And that is going to do it for us for today, everybody. You are the other good story of the day. We appreciate the best listeners in radio joining us. Thank you so much for hanging out. Tomorrow, we'll have the James Gang together. We'll have Seth and Melissa in studio. Friday, we've got Terry Johns joining us. We're going to have fun with that. Looking forward to it. Of course, everything is a little in flux in the next 24 hours or so with the weather and everything. So keep that in mind, subject schedule to change.
Yes, it is.
But we will keep you up to date. We are, of course, the home of the Weather Eye Weather Center. We are covering this for you. We'll make sure to keep you up to date on everything throughout this time. Be safe out there, everybody. Look out for each other.
Indeed.
We mentioned the Meals on Wheels and the Aspires to Riverview Home Delivered Meals being closed today.
Yes.
So reach out to your neighbors, your friends, your strangers out there. And
whoever.
See if they need a meal.
Yep.
Seth, have a good one.
You too.
Stick around, everybody. Got Morning Magazine coming up right here at WO. You know what? I like Heather the way she does this.